This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Reports that Pakistani authorities have put opposition leader Nawaz Sharif under house arrest have fueled unrest in the country. Police have attacked peaceful demonstrators in the city of Lahore. Lawyers and opposition activists say they will continue their protest march to demand an independent judiciary. Alarm that Pakistan is being distracted from the growing Islamist threat to the country, U.S. officials have appealed to both President Asif Ali Zardari and Nawaz Sharif to compromise, but so far they've been unable to break the deadlock. NPR's Anne Garrels joins us from Islamabad. Annie, first of all, it seems so fluid. Give us a sense of the developments today.
Well, first of all, it's finally getting pretty tense. Pakistani authorities continue to round up lawyers and opposition activists, and in what is a cat-and-mouse game, some leaders have gone into hiding, the idea being they'll emerge tomorrow when what's left of the protest movement hopes to reach the capital. But the government has temporarily confiscated hundreds of trucks and shipping containers, and they're using them to block all access roads. And under government orders, cell phone service is being curtailed, apparently to try and stop the protesters from coordinating their movements. In Lahore, which is the last staging area for the march to Islamabad and the city where opposition leader Nawaz Sharif is based, crowds have grown the more the police try to stop them. And though they were initially peaceful, violence has broken out after police fired tear gas on them.
Is there a chance that maybe a deal can be reached in what turns out to be the final hours before what looks to be a showdown?
Well, appeals by U.S. officials all week to President Asif Ali Zardari and Nawaz Sharif to cool the political crisis apparently have been rebuffed. After Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spoke to President Zardari yesterday, the government did promise to seek a review of a Supreme Court decision last month that disqualified Sharif and his brother from holding elective office. It's believed Zardari was behind that decision, and it emboldened and complicated the lawyers' campaign for an independent judiciary. But Sharif says the government olive branch isn't enough. He's still supporting the lawyers' campaign. And despite pressure from the opposition, foreign diplomats, even some in his own country, Zardari does not seem willing to restore the fired chief justice, which is the big issue. The president hasn't been seen in public, and his security advisor says the reason the march can't go on is because Islamic militants plan to attack it. Now, that's not an explanation that's widely accepted.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain why, I mean, with the lawyers, the demands for an independent judiciary, why did that become such a crisis?
Well, judges here have historically caved to political pressure, whether from civilian governments or military dictatorships. And the chief justice, who former president and army chief Pervez Musharraf fired, defied his autocratic decrees and became a national hero. The country's lawyers are now fighting for judicial independence, arguing Pakistan can't develop politically or economically if there's a corrupt, craven judiciary. Zardari had said he would go along with this, but now is back down. It's believed he fears an independent judiciary could rescind an amnesty that removed outstanding charges of corruption against him so he could return to the country after his wife was assassinated and so he could enter politics.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Islamabad, Pakistan. Anne, thank you very much.
Thank you.